由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We are delighted that you tuned in to listen to this broadcast.
我们很开心你今天又能够收听天路导向。
I want to begin by telling you that there are very few of us who have not cried to the Lord in times of despair.
首先我想跟你分享的是，基本上我们每一个人都懂得在绝望的时候找上帝的。
Many of us would testify to the fact that when we cried to the Lord in desperation, He heard our prayers and answered them.
有很多人都做见证说，哎，我绝望的时候找上帝，上帝又听我讲话。
Many of you who are listening to this program will testify to this fact.
可能今天听着节目的你就可以这样做见证了。
That no matter where we are or what we've done,
你可以说到无论我们在哪里或者我们做过什么都好，
when we turn to the Lord in repentance, He will answer our prayers.
只要我们向上帝悔改，祂就会垂听我们的祷告。
There are some who in their zeal to get out of desperate situations make promises to the Lord.
有些人呢甚至是很想脱离个困境，于是他就向上帝许愿。
They promise God that they will do certain things or change certain things in their lives.
他们应承上帝说，将来他们一定要做这样做那样，或者一定要改变生活的方式等等。
If God will get them out of their difficult situation,
假如上帝真的拯救他们脱离险境的话，他们就会履行诺言。
Most often people make promises to God when they get into financial difficulties.
很多时候当人是有经济的困难的时候呢，他们就会作出许诺。
They often promise, Lord, if you answer my prayer,
他们通常都会呼求上帝这样讲话，主啊，如果你听我的祈祷的话，
if you get me out of this mess,
如果你帮我脱离今次呢坛嘢嘅话，
I will be a great steward.
我就会做你一个忠心嘅管家。
I'm gonna give to your work everything I have.
我会将我自己拥有嘅一切都俾晒你。
Well, God answers their prayer.
嗱，上帝就应承咗佢哋嘅祈祷。
And then what?
跟住呢，发生咩事呢？
In some cases, after God has answered.
在有些时候呢，上帝听了他们祈祷之后，
Then all of a sudden they develop a severe case of amnesia.
这些祈祷的人突然间就会出现一些健忘症了。
I mean they have forgotten everything they promised God.
他们很快就忘记了他们应承过上帝的承诺。
But my listening friends, what I'm about to tell you is very important.
但是亲爱的听众朋友，我想告诉你一件很重要的事。
What these people really forget is that God cannot be mocked.
就是这些人忘记了一点，就是上帝是轻慢不得的。
What these people really forget is that God does not forget.
他们忘记了的事就是上帝不会忘记的事。
Oh yes, God is patient and He waits.
没错，上帝不断这样忍耐，一直这样等候我们。
But God's patience was designed from the very beginning to propel us to fulfill our vows.
但是上帝忍耐我们是要我们去实践自己对上帝的誓言。
God's patience was designed to propel us to fulfill our promises to the Lord.
但是上帝的忍耐亦都要督促我们履行对祂的承诺。
God's patience does not mean that He has forgotten about our promises.
上帝的忍耐并不代表祂不记得了我们应承过的事。
Jonah, in fact, is a case in point.
而约拿呢，就正正是不记得了这一点。
Now, if you are joining this broadcast for the first time,
如果你今日是第一次听我们的节目的话，
We are in the middle of a series of messages found in the story of Jonah.
我们这一集的天路导向的系列信息呢，就已经去到一半是关于约拿的。
And I want you to listen to the word of God as it's found in Jonah chapter 1 beginning verse 17 to chapter 2 verse 10.
请你而家咧先听我读出约拿书一章十七节到第二章十节，圣经旧约嘅约拿书一章十七节到第二十节。如果你有圣经嘅话，亦都欢迎你将佢翻开。佢话耶和华安排咗一条大鱼吞咗约拿落肚，咁约拿喺个鱼肚里面咧有三日三夜咁耐。约拿就在鱼肚里面向耶和华他的上帝祈祷说，我遭遇患难，求告耶和华，你就应允我，我在阴间的深处去呼求，你就俯听我的声音，你将我钉落去深渊里面，就是海的深处，有大水环绕我，你的波浪洪涛都漫过我的身体。我说，我在你的眼前虽然要被驱逐，但是我仍然要仰望你的圣殿。虽然有好多的水要环绕我，几乎要浸死我，深渊要围住我，海草缠住我的头，我落到去山的脚，地的门将我永远都锁住，但是耶和华我的上帝啊，你却要将我的性命从坑里面救出来。我的心在我里面发昏的时候，我就想念耶和华。我的祷告要进入你的圣殿，到达你的面前。那些信奉虚无之神的人离弃怜爱他们的主，但是我一定要用感谢的声音献祭于你。我好多的愿我一定要偿还，因为救恩就出于耶和华。于是呢，耶和华就吩咐条鱼啦，条鱼就将约拿吐喺干地上面。
In the belly of the whale, Jonah cried to the Lord.
约拿咧就喺大鱼嘅肚里面向上帝呼求。
From the belly of the great fish, Jonah repented.
喺鱼肚里面咧，约拿就向上帝悔改。
From the dark, watery tomb, he promised to obey.
喺嗰个又潮湿又黑暗无光嘅坟墓里面，佢就应承上帝话：我愿意听你讲嘢。
And yes, he obeyed.
冇错，佢的确信服咗。
Certainly his obedience was reluctant obedience.
但是他的顺服呢是被迫的。
Yes, Jonah's obedience was a begrudging obedience.
没错，约拿是有顺服，但是呢，他的顺服却是整肚都是怨气。
But Jonah obeyed nonetheless.
不过，无论如何，约拿都是顺服了。
People often say, doesn't God love a cheerful giver?
人咧经常会话上帝唔系中意甘心乐意嘅奉献咩
？And they usually follow that remark with this one.
于是咧，佢哋通常就用咁样为借口啦，就话啦
：Well, I am not cheerful, so I might as well not give.
咦，既然我都唔系好甘心，咁我即系可以唔奉献啦。
Regardless of your attitude, give in obedience.
其实啊，无论你嘅态度系点，奉献系理所当然嘅。
Give because God is faithful to his promise.
应该要奉献，因为上帝是信实的，他是从来都不会食言。
God fulfills his promises even to a miserable, reluctant giver.
上帝呢，就算对那些可怜啊，或者就算不想奉献的奉献者呢，都会履行他的承诺。
And he will bless you accordingly.
亦都会加倍去赐福俾你。
Unfortunately, there are many people who, when they are desperate, they will say anything.
但系可惜嘅系，好多人喺急难里面嘅时候，好多嘢都应承晒。
Jonah's prayer is an example of how God always answers the prayer of a repentant Christian.
约拿嘅祈祷就系上帝垂听罪人悔改祈祷嘅其中一个例子。
The Lord did not only hear Jonah's cry of despair.
上帝唔单止垂听咗约拿喺绝望里面嘅声音
，but the Lord also answered it.
上帝更加去回应咗佢嘅祈祷。
My listening friends, let me tell you something very important about God.
亲爱嘅朋友，让我话俾你听一啲关于上帝好重要嘅嘢。
regardless of your motive，
无论你嘅动机系乜嘢
，regardless of your past unfaithfulness，
无论你以往几咁对上帝唔忠心
，regardless of your intentions，
无论你心里面有乜嘢嘅意图
，God never wants you to give up hope in prayer。
上帝都唔愿意你放弃祈祷嘅盼望。
God never wants you to despair. He wants you to pray.
上帝唔会想你绝望，佢其实想你祈祷啊。
When I was thinking about despair, I thought of a story about a passenger on a ship that was crossing the Atlantic.
讲到绝望呢，我就谂起一个故事，就系一个乘客咧要横跨大西洋。
That particular voyage was long and really rough.
嗰次嘅旅程咧又长，跟住咧又惊险。
It was actually the roughest weather that the crew of the ship had ever experienced.
连船员都认为嗰次天气系佢哋航海旅程里面最差嗰次。
And as the ship was bobbing up and down,
你谂下风高浪急，只船喺度摇下摇下，摆下摆下。
One passenger was leaning over the rails of the ocean liner, turning several shades of bilious green.
有个乘客咧，系趴喺只甲板嘅栏杆上面喺度呕啊，甚至连胆汁都呕埋出嚟。
Right then, a steward came along and tried to cheer him up.
就喺嗰个时候，一个船员就过去去安慰佢啦。
He said to him, "Don't be discouraged, sir. No one has ever died of seasickness yet."
佢就话。阿生，唔使担心，仲未有人因为晕船而死嘅。
The nauseous passenger looked up at the steward with baleful eyes and said，
跟住啊，嗰、那个晕船嘅乘客就抬起头，唉，跟住话激气啊，望住佢就话啦。
Oh， don't say that。
唉，你唔好提啦。
It is only the hope of dying that has kept me alive to this point。
唉，我呢个时候都唔知几想死啊！就系因为想死，我先死唔去咋。
Another thing that most people forget is this.
另外一啲人呢，最容易唔记得嘅嘢系乜嘢呢
？God did not abandon Jonah.
原来上帝一直以嚟都冇抌低过约拿。
Jonah only felt that God abandoned him.
一路啊。都是约拿以为上帝抌低咗佢。
Many of us in times of difficulty feel abandoned by the Lord.
好多人呢都是在困境里面呢都是觉得是上帝不要佢。
But this is never true.
但是这样嘢呢是完全的错的。
As we saw in our last broadcast.
因为我们在上次的节目里面我们都看到过。
God never, never, never abandons his children.
上帝是永永远远都不会抌低佢嘅子女噶。
My listening friends, let me tell you at the outset.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，让我话俾你听最重要的事情。
There are so many people who become obsessed with what happened to Jonah in the belly of the great fish.
太多人最有兴趣的就是约拿究竟在个鱼肚里面是怎样过三日的呢
？That they miss out on learning what happened inside Jonah.
但是他们却忽视了约拿内心发生的转变。
There have been some skeptics who've said that there was no such fish.
甚至有些人怀疑世界上面究竟有没有一条这样的大鱼在这里。
They claimed that this was just an allegorical story.
他们说这个只不过是一个寓言故事而已。
Some said that it was impossible for a fish to be big enough to swallow a man.
有人说根本就没有一条鱼能够将整个人咸生地吞下去。
Until of course they discovered the sperm whale whose mouth is 15 feet high and 9 feet wide.
当然现在的人就发现抹香鲸他自己的嘴已经15英尺长9尺阔了。
But I'm not going to waste time on that.
但是今天我们就不去研究这个问题。
Why?
点解我会咁样讲呢？
Because if you do not believe in the supernatural power of God，
因为如果你根本唔信上帝有超自然嘅能力嘅话，
then all of the proofs in the world will not help you。
咁样就算世界上面有再多嘅证据，对你嚟讲都冇用噶。
In fact, the Lord Jesus Christ, who created the world，
事实上创造世界嘅耶稣基督
，For him the world was created， he was there before the foundation of the earth。
世界万有都系为佢而做噶，喺创立呢个世界以先，佢已经喺度。
When he was in human form，
当佢道成肉身嚟到呢个世界里面。
He likened his 3 days in the tomb to that of Jonah's 3 days in the belly of the great fish.
其实他将自己将要在坟墓里面的三日，同约拿在鱼肚里面的三日三夜来做了一个对比。
Jesus knew about Jonah's plight, and he ought to know because he was there.
耶稣完全清楚约拿的处境，因为当时他自己都在场。
Indeed, there is a contrast of sorts between Jonah and the Lord Jesus.
当然，约拿同耶稣都有好多唔同嘅地方。
Jonah disobeyed the word of God when it went to him.
当上帝嘅话嚟到约拿嘅时候，约拿系违背上帝嘅吩咐。
Jesus perfectly obeyed the will of the Father.
但系耶稣却系完全听从天父嘅旨意。
Jonah did not love people.
约拿对人冇乜嘢嘅爱心。
The Lord Jesus Christ loves his own even until death。
但系耶稣基督系爱世人，甚至系舍去自己嘅性命。
Jonah suffered for his own sin。
约拿系为自己嘅罪受到惩罚。
But the Lord Jesus Christ suffered for our sins。
但系主耶稣基督却系因为我哋嘅罪而受到惩罚。
Jonah was buried for 3 days to atone for his own sin.
约拿在鱼肚里面三日三夜是向上帝悔罪。
The Lord Jesus Christ was buried for 3 days for the sins of others.
而主耶稣基督就是为了其他人的罪被埋葬在坟墓里面三日。
Jonah experienced a resurrection of sorts when he was spat on the beach in order that he may proclaim the message of repentance to Nineveh.
约拿被大鱼吐到去岸上面，让他死里逃生，是为了让他尼尼微大城里面宣讲让人悔改的信息。
But the Lord Jesus Christ was resurrected from the dead so that he may save all repentant sinners.
但是主耶稣基督死而复活，是为了拯救所有悔改的罪人。
I know there is a temptation to think about what was it like inside that creature.
我知道呢，你就最想知道喺个鱼肚里面人点生存呢
？So let us think for a moment.
好，咁就等我哋去谂下。
To be sure, the insides of that creature into which Jonah entered was no luxury suite in a grand hotel.
冇错，约拿咧留喺嘅大鱼肚里面咧，梗系冇豪华酒店咁舒服啦。
They were a rough 3 days.
真系嗰三日咧都几难受噶。
He had some air to breathe only every now and then.
你想想他只有那少少的氧气给他呼吸。
The temperature ranged between 40 degrees Celsius to 42 degrees Celsius with 100% humidity.
你想想周围啊，四周都潮湿，因为他全部胃酸都在这里嘛，又热啊，大概体温啊嘛，有40-42°C左右。
Close contact with gastric juices probably bleached his skin.
佢成日浸喺胃酸里面咧，甚至可能佢啲皮肤都浸到白晒。
If he ate anything, it had to be raw fish.
就算佢肚饿，可能都系食生嘅鱼。
To say nothing of the acrobatic exercise that he was forced into.
咁当然，如果一条大鱼系点样游水嘅话，佢转三个圈，约拿都要转三个圈啦。
But I don't want to concentrate on what happened inside the great fish.
但是我今天不希望你将注意力放在鱼肚里面。
My listening friends, it's important that we do not miss what happened inside Jonah.
我们要留意的是我们不可以忽略约拿内心深处发生的变化。
That would be a terrible mistake.
因为如果是这样的话就很大件事了。
Why?
点解我会咁样讲呢
？Because what happened inside of Jonah was most important.
因为约拿内心的转变才是最重要的。
Let us look carefully at Jonah's prayer.
好，那让我们仔细去看一下约拿的祈祷。
Indeed, it is a model prayer for any disobedient Christian who has become repentant and ready to turn to the Lord.
约拿的祈祷其实是每一个回转的罪人向上帝悔改的典范。
It is a model prayer for those who cease to be disobedient.
这个呢就是由悖逆转为信服上帝的一个模范的祷告啊。咁喺度呢，等我再读多次约拿书第二章由第二节到第九节啦。约拿是这样祈祷的，他说我遭遇患难去求告耶和华，你就应允我，我从阴间的深处去呼求，你就去俯听我的声音，你将我投落去深渊那里，就是海的深处，有大水去围绕我，你的波浪洪涛都浸过我的身。我说我从你的眼前虽然被人驱逐，但是我仍然要仰望你的圣殿。啲水点样去环绕我，是差不多要淹没我了。个深渊是围住我，海草是缠住我的头。我落到山脚，地的门将我永远锁住。耶和华我的上帝啊，你却将我的性命从个坑里面救出来。我心在我里面去晕的时候，我就想起耶和华。我的祷告要入到你的圣殿，去到你的面前。那些信奉虚无的偶像的人是离弃怜爱他们的主，但是我必定要用感谢的声音献祭给你。我所许的愿我一定要偿还，因为救恩都是出于耶和华的。
Mark it in your Bible.
约拿书第二章第二到九节，请你记低在圣经里面。
Here you see that in spite of the fact that Jonah had forsaken the Lord,
在这里呢，你会发现虽然约拿是背弃了上帝，
the Lord never forsook Jonah.
但是上帝永远都没有丢弃过约拿。
Here you see Jonah experience the presence of God even in the depth of a watery grave.
我们看到呢，在这个时候虽然啊，在大海的深处里面，约拿仍然经历到上帝的同在。
We are going to look at this prayer very carefully in the next broadcast.
在下次的节目里面，我们就会详细地看看约拿的祈祷。
But for those of you who are taking notes,
但是如果你今天做笔记的话，
I want you to write four things down as preparation for the next message.
在这里我想请你写下四样东西，以便呢准备收听下次的节目。
We are going to look at four characteristics of Jonah's prayer.
我们会在下次节目里面讲到约拿的祈祷四个的特点。
Number one,
第一个特点是
It was a probing prayer.
这个是自我反省的祈祷。
Secondly,
第二个的特点是
It was a penitent prayer.
他是做一个向上帝忏悔的祈祷。
Thirdly,
第三个的重点是
It was a praising prayer.
这个是一个赞美上帝的祈祷。
Fourthly,
第四个重点是
It was a prayer of promise.
这个是向上帝许愿的祈祷。
Probing,
反省。
Penitent,
忏悔。
Praising,
赞美。
Promise,
许愿。
Be prepared next time as we look closely at each of these four characteristics of Jonah's prayer.
请你先预备，在下次节目里面我们就会详细讨论约拿祈祷之中的四个特点。
And in preparation for the next broadcast, read Jonah chapter 2 verses 2 to 6.
请你预备定约拿书第二章二到六节。在今天呢，我们上次是播过我愿意去的普通话版，今天呢送上今次的我愿意去广东话版给你，让我们不要再学似约拿这样，我们要懂得去回转跟从上帝。
无用再像约拿逃避往他方去， 愿念新心语言，无后悔，请差遣我，无用再像若难逃避往他方去。愿念新心语言，无后悔，愿派遣我，谦卑苦服尽主旨意，愿派遣我。抛开忧虑，抛开思绪，动身去面对荆棘高山，再遇困难夜晚，无惧怕，神伴我，与我一同行。谦卑苦服尽主旨意，愿派遣我。抛开忧虑，抛开思绪，动身去面对荆棘高山，再遇困难夜晚，无惧怕，神伴我，与我一同。无用再像若难逃避往他方去，愿献身心语言，无后悔，请差遣我，无用再像若难逃避往他方去，愿献身心语言，无后悔，愿派遣我。谦卑苦服尽主旨意，愿派遣我。抛开忧虑，抛开思绪，动身去面对荆棘高山，再遇困难夜晚，无惧怕，神伴我，与我一同行。谦卑苦服尽主旨意，愿派遣我。抛开忧虑，抛开思绪，动身去面对荆棘高山，再遇困难夜晚，无惧怕，神伴我，与我一同行，齐共我。
约拿书，我们看到第二章约拿的祈祷，约拿终于是愿意悔改归向上帝。我们真的不要学约拿最初这样是避开上帝，是想离弃他，因为他不想去尼尼微大城宣教。其实上帝有些旨意给我们的，他其实有些事想我们做。究竟上帝在你的人生今天是想你做些什么事呢？有没有些事你是不断地逃避，但是上帝却不断地拉你回去呢？我们其实要思考一下的。如果各位听众朋友呢，是真的有些这样的召命，或者你有些这样的经历，你是试过是不断逃走，但是上帝却不断拉回你转头，想你做一些什么事，欢迎你快点写信来跟我们分享，给我万峰千千万万的万攀越高峰的峰，或者麦克牧师迈向前方克服己身，欢迎你写信给我们，或者电邮给我们都可以的。在这里希望上帝去赐福给你，让你在每一天的挑战里面都是能够胜过他，并且呢你是能够每一天都是跟从上帝的旨意去行走。再见。